Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nuntesam Abayis. We're holding the second line from the bottom on Nuntesam and Aleph. So says the Gemara, Elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama v'yoytzen v'chulu. We said in the Mishnah that after the Kohen Gadol finishes with all the various hazois, and he finishes putting the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach, and the hazois on the top of the Mizbeach, so then he goes out and he pours all the remaining dam onto the yesod of the Mizbeach. And so the Mishnah then says that all the dam eventually goes into the canal that ran through the Azara, and this canal, the water canal, took the dam to the Nachal Kidron, and over there it was sold to gardeners to be used as Zevel, and the Mishnah said that there's an Isser Me'ilo to be Nene from that dam without paying for it. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Mayalin Bidamim Devi Rabbi Meir. The Shita of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Devi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon. That the Shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is that there is an Isser Me'ila to be Nene from the Dam, that seems to be consistent with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah that's like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, that there's an Isser Me'ila to be Nene from the Dam when it goes to the Nachal Kidron. There's an Isser Me'ila, as we'll see soon, it's Midrabanan. The Chachamim Aimrim Ein Mayalan Behen. However, the Chachamim say that no, there's no Me'ila at all, not even Midrabanan. So it's Machlaikis if there's an Isser Me'ila Midrabanan. According to Rab Shimon, Rab Meir and Rab Shimon, there's an Isser Me'ila Midrabanan. And according to the Chachamim, there's no Me'ila at all. Says the Gemara, Ad Kan Le Pligi Ela Midrabanan. Until now, the whole Machlaikis, Rab Meir and Rab Shimon, against the Chachamim, is just whether there's an Isser to be Nene from the Dam Midrabanan. Are you allowed to get Hana from the dam? It was only a machlekes midrabanan. Avo midaraisa, a mayalin behen. But all shitas hold that midaraisa, there's no meila. So the Gemara doesn't tell us how mechatesi. How do you know when you learn this braisa, this machlekes or meir in Rabbi Shimon against the Chachamim, that they're only arguing on the durabanan level? But midaraisa, everybody holds. Even Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, who say that mayalin behen, they only meant midrabanan. How do you know that when you read the braisa? So Taisis on the top fills us in. And Taisa says that it can't be that the Mi'ila, according to our man Reb Shimon, is Midaraisa, because then how does it help that the gardeners just pay for it? That wouldn't make it that there's no Mi'ila. So therefore, that's how the Gemara knows that clearly this Isser, to be Nene from the Dam without paying for it, is only Midrabanan. So we have Machlaikas or Meir and Reb Shimon against the Chachamim. Midrabanan, is there Mi'ila? Is there an Isser to be Nene from the Dam? So says the Gemara, but everybody is Maida that Midaraisa, there's no Mi'ila. So says the Gemara, the kasha we want to know is Minani Mi'ili. Well, how do we know that? Mechadesi, what's the Makar that Midaraisa, there's no Isser to be Nene from the Dam? So says the Gemara, three Makairis, three Shitas. Amar Ula says that Amar Kra, the Torah tells us, it tells us regarding Dam Kachim, the Torah calls it Lachem, it calls it that it's yours. So we darshan from Lachem, says Ula, Shalachem Yehei, that it's yours, you could be Nana from it. So that's the Makar that the Dam does not have in Isser Me'ila. Devei Rabbi Shimon Tana, a different Makar, that the Torah says, again, in that same Pasuk, regarding Dam Kachim, it says Lechapir. So we learn out from Lechapir, that Lechapara Nisativ V'lei L'Me'ilo, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Dam as to be used for a Kapara. We sprinkle the Dam onto the Mizbeach, and we get Kapara from it. It's only used for our good, V'lei L'Me'ilo, it can't be used for our bad. That's why the Me'iri is Mazber the Drasha, that's only given, the Dam was only given Lechapara, and not for Me'ilo, means it was only given for our good, and not for our bad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, third Makar, that Amar Krahu, the Torah says about the Dam, it says who. Now very often in Shas, who we darshan, that it's always, that it remains in its state. Who bav yasin yehei, that it should stay in its state. So he darshans from who, that Dam always has the same status. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, if Dam always has to have the same Me'ila status, so we'll say that we should learn now, lifnei kapara, kal achar kapara, that before kapara, meaning after the shechita, before zrikas adam, that's considered lifnei kapara, before being zayrik the Dam onto the Mizbeach, we compare lifnei kapara to kal achar kapara, that the status of the Dam before kapara, before the zrika, is like the status of the Dam after kapara. Ma la achar kapara ain by Me'ila, afnei lifnei kapara ain by Me'ila, just like after Kapara, there's no Isser Me'ila, like we'll see soon why Rabbi Yochanan just assumes that. So too, lifnei Kapara, meaning after the Shechita, but before the Zrika, there's no Isser Me'ila, that there's never Isser Me'ila with regards to the Dam. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema la'achar kapara, kalafnei kapara. Why don't we learn out the opposite? Why don't we say that maybe the status of the dam after zrika has the same status as before the zrika? Malafnei kapara yesh by mila, afla'achar kapara yesh by mila. Maybe we should say that it always has mila. Meaning to say that Rabbi Yechon's drasha is from the word who. That dam always has to have the same mila status. Who, bav yasin yehei. It always is the same. It has the same status at all times. Both lafnei kapara and after kapara, it has the same status. Now that could either mean that both lefnei kapara and after kapara there is mila, or it could mean that both lefnei kapara and after kapara there's no mila. Rabbi Yochanan told us that the drasha is that there's never mila by dam. Mechatesi, especially to darshan akula that it's always the same and that there's no mila. Maybe we should darshan that it's always the same and that there is mila. So how do you know to say that there's no mila? Says the Gemara, because ein lecha davar shenasis mitzvasoi. Because there's a rule that there's no such thing as something which you completed what you were supposed to do with it, and that still there's an Isser Me'ila. So it can't be that after Kapara there's an Isser Me'ila. Once it can't be that after Kapara there's an Isser Me'ila, and it says who? That Dam always has to have the same status, so it must be that there's never an Isser Me'ila with regards to the Dam, because it always has to have the same status, and after Kapara it can't be, it has to be that there's no Isser Me'ila, so it must be that there's never an Isser Me'ila with regards to the dam. So three different makayres: Ula, Tana Dvei Reb Shimon, and Reb Yochanan. The Gemara on the next Dhamma is going to deal with why do we have to have all three makayres? But in the meantime, frak the Gemara, a different kasha, that v'loi, is that really true? We're asking a kasha within the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason why, the way he knows that there's never mi'ila by dam, is because for sure after kapara there's no mi'ila. What was his raya that after kapara can't be that there's mi'ila? Because as a rule, you never have something which after completing everything you were supposed to do with it, that there's still nisr to be nana, that there's still nisr ana, that there's a chiv mi'ila. In fact, the Gemara v'loi, is that really true? That's a rule. That there's no such thing as something which after completing what you were supposed to do, that there's still an Isser to be nana. Very Chuma Sedeshan. We know, we learned it earlier about Chuma Sedeshan. The Torah says, V'samay Yitzal HaMizbeach, that it requires Geniza, that it's Aser Bahana, that there's a Chiv Mi'ila. That's even after the Kayin takes away the Chuma Sedeshan. He's Tayrim the Deshan from the Mizbeach, and he puts it next to the Mizbeach. Still the Torah says, V'samay Yitzal HaMizbeach, which we darshan from there, the Tayin Geniza, that it's Aser Bahana. Rashi brings the Russia. So you see from Truma Sedeshan that you have something which you did what you were supposed to do, and you're done. You're done. The Kayin was Tarim the Deshan, and he finished his job, and now it's all over. And yet still there's an Isser Me'ila on the ashes. So says the Gemara, that even though that's true, that we do find one case in the Torah, we find this case of Truma Sedeshan in the Torah, that it's something which is Nasa Mitzvasai, and still there's an Isser Me'ila, but still we're not going to learn from Truma Sedeshan. And to understand the Gemara's Tarot, it's important to understand just a little bit in the way that the Torah is the way we dash in the Torah. And that is that one of the Yud Gimel Midos that Torah Nidresh has been is called a Binyan Av. That means when the Torah says something in one place, so we're supposed to assume, and we learn Shnai Mikro, and we learn the Torah, so you're supposed to assume that if you see the Torah teaching us a lesson in one place, you're supposed to right away assume that must apply to all of Kol Torah Kula. We're supposed to apply that rule to everywhere. If we see that the Torah says something in one place, it must be that that's the rule. That's called a Binyan Av. However, sometimes you have that, and therefore that's really just the deeper understanding of the Gemara's question over here, is that how could you say that there's no such rule as something which is Nasa Mitzvasoi, and that there's still an Isser Hana'a, but we see from Truma Sedeshan that after you finished with it, there's still an Isser Hana'a. Meaning to say, and we should learn out from Truma Sedeshan, that's a Binyan Av. If we find something that the Torah tells us in one place, we're supposed to assume that that's a rule, that you could have such a thing, that it's Nasa Mitzvasoi, and you could still be Chayev Me'ila. You could still have an Isser Hana. However, that's a Binyan Av. That's when the Torah says something in one place. What happens if the Torah then tells us the exact same lesson in a different place? Like the Gemara says over here, that we're going to have it that by Big Day Kahuna as well, the Torah tells us that even after the Kohen Gadol finishes serving in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur with his Big Day Lavan, so that the Big Day Lavan are Aser Bahana. So it's another case of something which is Nasa Mitzvasai, and it's still Aser Bahana. So what do you do now when the Torah says something in two places? Now, logically, so we'll see soon at Samachlaikis, but the most logical approach would be that if the Torah really wanted me to learn it out, to call it Torah Kula, so why not just write it in one place? Why would the Torah then tell us the exact same lesson in the second place? So that would seem to suggest that it must be that it's dafka by these two places that the Torah wants us to have this rule. But it's not a rule that I'm supposed to learn out to call it Torah Kula. So if the Torah says something in one place, so that's called a binyanav. It must be the Torah told it to me in that one place, and it wants me to learn, that Hashem wanted me to understand that that's a rule in Kol Torah Kula. That's a binyanav. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr Nidrashas Ben. But if the Torah then tells us the exact same thing in a second place, so why would the Torah do that? I would have already learned that idea into the second place. I would have learned this idea to Kol Torah Kula, because that's the binyanav. So why would the Torah tell to me in the second place? It must be to tell me that it's dafka by these two places and nothing else. So that's the Gemara's Torah. That even though it's true that by Trumas Hadeshim we find that you have something which is Nasa Mitzvasai and Afalpike and there's still an Isser Hana, says the Gemara on Samacham and Aleph, Mishum, the reason why we don't learn out from Trumas Hadeshim is because Mishum Davi Trumas Hadeshim the Big Day Kahuna Shnei Suvim Habon Ke'echad. Because we have Trumas Hadeshim, which is one example where the Torah told us of something which is Nasa Mitzvasai, and still there's an Isser Hana, Ubig De Kahuna, referring to the Big De Lavan of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, where the Torah says, V'henicham Sham, we had earlier, that teaches us that it requires Gneza, that it's Aser Bahana. So it's Shnei Suvim HaBo'en Ke'echad. So we have two parashas in the Torah, two psukim, which are Bo'en Ke'echad, which are both teaching me the exact same halacha. So the rule is, V'chol Shnei Suvim HaBo'en Ke'echad, when you have two psukim teaching me the same halacha, so Ein Melamdin, so we davga say not to learn out from there. When you have the Torah tells me something in one place, and then we have a binyanav, we assume to learn out from there. But when the Torah tells me the exact same thing in a second place, so then ein melamdin, we dafka don't learn out from there. So therefore, again, the Gemara wanted to say, the Gemara said for Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason why he assumed that there's no mi'ila on dam after kapara, it says, is because there's no such thing as something which is nasa mitzvasai and still it's aser bahana. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Trumas Hadeshin is nasa mitzvasai and afalpikin is an iser hana. Yeah, but you're not supposed to learn out anything from Trumas Hadeshin, because we found that the Torah said this idea of something which is Nasa Mitzvasai and still there's an Isser Hana in two places. So it must be it was dafka by those two places where this type of thing applies. But the rest of Kol Torah Kula, that's not the rule. That's the exception to the rule. That's the exception to the rule that you can have something which is Nasa Mitzvasai and still it's Aser Bahana. But the rule is that it's once it's Nasa Mitzvasai, so then it's Mutter Bahana. So that's the Gemara's Tarot. Well, says the Gemara, this, that Big De Kahuna, is Aser Bahana, that's a Machlekes. We had earlier on Yud Beis Amud Beis, on Chavdal Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Hanich L'Rabbanan, that's all good, Ilfi L'Rabbanan. The Amri V'Hanicham Sham, Malam Mechatun and Geniza. They darshan from the Pasuk of the Big Day Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur, V'Hanicham Sham, that it requires Geniza, that it's Aser Bahana. El Rabbi Daisa, Damar Big Day Kahuna, Ru'yin Hain L'Kain Hedyet. But according to Rabbi Daisa, who said that even after Yom Kippur, the Big Day Kain Gadol do not become Aser Bahana. If a Kain Hedyed wants, he could use those Big Day Lavan and serve in the Beis HaMikdash wearing those Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur. He could wear those Begadim during the year. He could wear them all year round. V'nicham Sham, the Gemara earlier just mentioned that according to Rabbi Daisa, V'nicham Sham is just to teach us that the Kohen Gadol can't wear those same Big Day Lavan on the next Yom Kippur. He can't wear it anymore on Yom Kippur, but the Kohen Hedyed's allowed to wear it. It does not become Aser Bahana. So if so, according to Rabbi Daisa, Big Day Kuna do not become Aser Bahana, so we don't have a second place where the Torah told us that something that's Nasa Mitzvasai and still it's Aser Bahana. So if so, the Torah only told it to us in one place. It only told us this halacha, this idea by Trumas Hadeshin. So we should learn now from Trumas Hadeshin to call it Torah Kula. And we should assume that that's the rule, not an exception to the rule. We should say that that's the rule, that it's okay to have something which is Nasa Mitzvasai and still it's Aser Bahana. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Daisa, Ma'ika L'Meimar, what are you going to say? How are you going to answer this kasha? So says the Gemara, Mishum Dehavi Trumas Hadeshin Vegla Arufa, Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'achot. Even according to Rabbi Daisa, that we don't have Big Day Kahuna to join up with Trumas Hadeshin, but he has a different two. He has Trumas Hadeshin and Egla Arufa, because by Egla Arufa as well, even after they finish, they do the process of the Egla Rufa. So the Torah over there tells us that it's still become, that the Egla Rufa is still Aser Bahana. So if so, you see it's something which is Nasa Mitzvasai, and still the Egla Rufa is Aser Bahana. So since it's Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echa V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echa Neim Alamdin, so therefore even according to Rabbi Daisa, we still have a second place where the Torah told us this concept, and therefore it must be that Chumas Hadeshin and Egla Rufa are exceptions to the rule and not something which we're supposed to learn out a rule from. Well, says the Gemara, this idea that it's Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echa, that it's Ein Malamdin, even that's a machlekes. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin on Tzamach Zaynum Abayz is that Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echa, you could learn out. Until now, we've been explaining that if the Torah told us something in two places, it must be to tell us not to learn out from here, that these are exceptions, but not to learn out from here. You don't have a Beninav anymore. Well, sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin is that you could learn out from Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echa. And Taisus over here, Dibur Maschil Trei, explains the Svara. He says that perhaps the Torah told it to us in two places because there's some chiddush in the second place that the Torah told it to us. Even though the etzem din, the etzem idea, this does know nothing new. But sometimes the Torah will repeat something because there's something in that parasha which is new and something. So because of one thing new that the Torah is going to teach me, the Torah will repeat a whole entire parasha. That's an idea that we find in Shas. And therefore, there's a man de Amr who says that even when the Torah tells us something in two places, you could learn out from there. You still learn to use it like it's a binyanav and learn out from there to call it Tarakula. Even that Mandamara holds that when it's three ksuvim abam ke'echad, then we taka in malamdin, but two, we could learn out from two psukim. So says the Gemara, hanich lamandamar in malamdin. Everything that we've been saying until now works if you hold like the man d'amar who says that shnei ksuvim abam ke'echad ein melamdin. Al man d'amar melamdin, but if you go like Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin, if you say that shnei ksuvim abam ke'echad, we do learn out from there, so then my ikal meimar, so then what are you going to say? Even if we have Chumas Hadeshin and Egla Arufa, which is the shnei ksuvim abam ke'echad, we could still learn out from there, that you could have something which is nasa mitzvasoi, and still it's asur bana. So maybe really dam after kapara is asur bana. And we should learn that out from Chumas Hadeshin and Egla Arufa. Now, Lefi the Rabbanan, so there's no kasha, because Lefi the Rabbanan, there's Shleisha Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad, because there's also Big Day Kahuna. So there's Chumas Hadeshin, there's Big Day Kahuna, and there's Egla Arufa. So really, Taisus Dibur Maschil Ella points out that the Gemara right here could say that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad Malamdin, he holds like the Chachamim, that Big Day Kahuna are also Aserbana, that Venicham Sham means that even a Kohen Hedyot's not allowed to use it, that it's Asr Bahana, and then there's no Kasha, but Taisa says, the Gemara wants to say a Teretz that's going to work even for Abdaisa. So says the Gemara, so according to this man, the Amar, who says, Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad Malamdin, and according to Abdaisa, who says that all we have over here is Shnei Ksuvim, because all we have is Chumas Hadeshin and Egla Arufa, we don't have Big Day Kuhuna, all we have is Chumas Hadeshin and Egla Arufa, so Ma'ikul Meimar, so what are you going to say? Why don't we learn out from here that you could have something which is Nasa Mitzvah, so, and still, it's Asr Bahana. So says the Gemara, because trei mi'utei ksivi. Because there's two mi'utim. By the parish of Chumas Hadeshin and by the parish of Egla Rufa, there's a mi'ut to tell us, don't learn out from here. Chumas Hadeshin comes and tells us, don't learn from me. And Egla Rufa comes and says, don't learn from me. Where are the two mi'utim? By Egla Rufa, by Chumas Hadeshin, it says, v'samai, you should place it. It, dafka the Chumas Hadeshin, gets placed next to the Mizbeach and it's Asr Bana, but other things which are Nasa Mitzvasoi do not become Asr Bana. And by Egla Rufa it says, Ha'arufa, to tell me that dafka Egla Rufa has this din, that even though it's Nasa Mitzvasoi, it could still be Asr Bana, but by other things, in the rest of the Torah, when you have something which is Nasa Mitzvasoi, so the rule is that it's Mutter Bahana. These are exceptions to the rule. Chumas Hadeshin and Egla Rufa are exceptions, but the rule, the actual rule, is that when you have something which is Nasa Mitzvasoi, so then it's Mutter. Once it's Nasa Mitzvasoi, so it's Mutter Bahana. And all of this was just to explain the third Rasha, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that he learns out from who that Dam does not have Me'ila. Because who tells us that Dam always has to have the same status? And since after Kapara, it has to be that it's Mutter Bahana. Because once it's Nasa Mitzvasoi, so then Havada, it's Mutter Bahana. So then it must be that even Lefnei Kapara, it's also Mutter Bahana, because Dam always has to have the same din. So this Shaklatari that we had at the end of the Amud and continuing on to Samacham and Aleph was all just to explain that drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. So we have three different drashas of how we know that Dam Midaraisa does not have Me'ila, and the Machlaikis Reb Meir and Reb Shimon against the Chachamim was only a Machlaikis Bidurabanan if there's an Isra Me'ila Midurabanan.